Catch the king of college football no matter where you go with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
Chuck Oliver Show continuing on a Friday, and Georgia Tech done heading up to Detroit. They're playing in the Quick Lane Bowl. I believe that is going to be on Wednesday afternoon. They are playing the Minnesota Golden Gophers. The man who does a great job covering Georgia Tech every single day for JacketsOnline.com, our good friend Kelly Quinlan. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Chuck. How you doing?
Doing all right. First of all, let's set those travel plans. When is the team traveling up to up yonder to Michigan?
Tomorrow they're going to have a practice here in Atlanta, and then they're going to hop on an airplane and whatnot. Coach Johnson gave them they left Tuesday afternoon, and they were off until tonight. And then they'll have a practice in the morning, head up to Detroit, two walkthroughs, and then play in Minnesota.
If we're talking about the overall health of the team right now, there actually are two categories, especially at a place like Tech. It's a little bit different when you get this time of year. You have injuries, and then you have academic casualties. Did I see correctly, is James Graham, the freshman that everybody was excited about, his potential and all that, he's not going to be playing in the bowl game or practicing, and that's academics, right?
Yeah, James apparently did not fare very well this semester, so he will be sitting at the Quick Lane Bowl, and hopefully he can get all that squared away. And, you know, it'll be interesting because he has an opportunity to compete for a starting job with the change in offense and whatnot, and is really one of the more explosive players on the team. So it's kind of a big loss. And Paul Johnson had just started to figure out how to use him a little bit in the Georgia game. So, yeah, it's unfortunate James will not play. But so far that's the only guy that's for sure out.
What about injuries?
Injury-wise, I think they're okay. A lot of bumps and bruises. Some guys injured that maybe aren't necessarily key guys. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, like, the main 22, I don't think there's anyone out right now for the bowl game.
All right, so Georgia Tech, they get their full allotment of practices like everybody else. They make the bowl trip, and then they get 60 minutes on the field against a Minnesota team, which I'm sure you've already done, 10 deep dives into the Golden Gophers. But they ain't good at all defending the run. Especially in games away from their own campus. Is it going to be business as usual play calling for Georgia Tech? Because if Paul Johnson was not leaving as head coach, I would expect Tech to run the ball about 75 times for over 400 yards.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an interesting thing. He has, with the bowl practice, with not having to get a team ready for next year, which is what a lot of coaches use maybe the first few bowl practices for, I think he's had time to install a few trick plays. They have some different stuff. I think he's going to go and try and score as many points as possible in this game. So it'll be very interesting to see kind of what his play calling is like. He's very relaxed right now, probably the most I've seen him in a while. And I think there's something to that, too. When he's relaxed and kind of in his gambler mode as an offensive coordinator, that's when he's most dangerous. And he hasn't necessarily always been that way the last couple of years. So I'm really curious to see what they do against this Minnesota team. And I feel like it's going to be a high-scoring game on both sides, so they're going to need to score some touchdowns.
Get him on Twitter. It's Kelly_Quinlan. He is the publisher of JacketsOnline.com. Kelly, as far as the new coaching staff, this is kind of a strange time when you've got comings and goings, especially when I guess it was only a few days, wasn't it, after Jeff Collins gets officially hired on that Friday, maybe 3 or 4 days later, wasn't it, that he announced none of the current coaches would be returning to his staff. And so now you've got kind of the beginnings of a new coaching staff and the remnants of the old coaching staff kind of existing in the same place, don't you?
Yeah, it's been a little bit weird. I think that part of it's sort of over now. I saw guys cleaning out their offices and whatnot on Tuesday when we were down there for our media session, which was, kind of always tough to see. But, Jeff doesn't have his staff here yet. I think the majority of them are going to come from Temple, and they're busy with bowl prep, and he didn't want them down here. So I don't think we'll see those people until the 28th, the day after they play. They're in Shreveport, I think, playing Duke. So, it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out. And what Jeff Collins decides to do and how much of a staff he takes. And it's going to be a very interesting time here for the next couple of weeks for Jeff Collins. And then he's got attrition to balance, and how many guys can he sign in February, and what positions are key going forward. There's a lot of different stuff going on. So he's got his hands full, and he's been kind of a staff of one. The old coaches have helped him with the recruiting aspect of it, but up to a point. So, you know, he's got to do a lot of this stuff now on his own. He's basically on an island until he gets his staff down here.
Wrapping up with Kelly Quinlan from JacketsOnline.com. Specifically the quarterback position, you mentioned that, you know, James Graham, the true freshman who played, I mean, like a teacup full this year, that he would actually have a you know, some blue sky for him with the new coaching staff. What about that position in general during recruiting as well, and maybe even with a graduate transfer maybe? Because he does, you know, I had a Tech fan, Kelly, say he needs one quarterback. I was like, no, he needs like three quarterbacks, because you want a starter. You're going to have a backup. You would prefer to have a guy to redshirt. And I don't know that the current quarterbacks on scholarship, Tobias Oliver, would be coming back. He may be starting from scratch at that position. Just give us an overview how you believe this is going to play out.
So to me, the guy who's the clubhouse favorite right now is Lucas Johnson, if he's healthy. He missed this entire season. He's the best passer on the team. He's going to be a junior. He came from a different style of offense, more of a spread quarterback, can throw it, kind of a long strider. I think he's got an opportunity. I think James Graham fits in really well. I think Tobias Oliver is going to end up in the slot or playing corner or somewhere else. He's just a very versatile athlete, but I think you can do some unique things with him. You can make him your wildcat quarterback if you want. So there's a lot of options there. That's something that Jeff Collins did at Temple with kind of a running back kind of quarterback. So I think that's an option there. And then you have Jordan Yates, who they signed from Milton High School, who's an all-around quarterback and playing any kind of system. You knock on him, he's, you know, short. He's not – if you're 6'2", you would have offers from pretty much every school in the country. So I think, you know, basically going into the spring, you're going to have that competition there. And then in the fall, you'll add Yates, you'll add Demetrius Knight, the other quarterback they signed. And, yeah, they're trying to get a transfer. He's trying to get Justin Fields. I don't see that happening, but he's trying. And I give Jeff a lot of credit. He's not going to leave any stone unturned. He's on every guy, big guy out there, Aubrey Solomon, the defensive tackle from Michigan, you know, Justin Fields, whoever else crops up here over the next couple of weeks that leaves. That's going to be the big X factor after bowl games, when you kind of see that big chunk of attrition happen. So I'll be curious to kind of see who they target, who's on the grad transfer market, and kind of what other pieces he can add to this team going forward, and how many scholarships he has too, because right now they're right up on 85, I think, with all the guys they signed.
What has been the reaction? I know that on Twitter and certainly on your website, you get a lot of direct, you know, hands-on interaction with your subscribers. What's been the reaction to not just Paul Johnson leaving, but Jeff Collins specifically being named the new head coach?
It's been a little bit of kind of a breath of fresh air. You know, Paul, for all of his abilities as a head coach and whatnot, he was here for 11 years. And people get tired of whoever it is, whether it's, you know, Mark Richt or Paul. There's Alabama fans who complain about Nick Saban. I mean, you know, people are crazy. So, yeah, I think it's been a little bit fresh air. He's totally the opposite in terms of external personality and kind of a guy who's into branding and being on social media, and that people are enjoying kind of tracking what he's up to and who he meets with and all the pictures he puts up and stuff. And I think people are excited just because he's a strong recruiter. He has that reputation. They feel like there's going to be more talent 1 through 85 on the roster. And that may be true. It'll be interesting to see kind of what happens on game day with the coaching. That's kind of what I'm curious about, because Paul Johnson's one of the best game day coaches in all of college football and has been for probably the last 20 years. So it's going to be interesting to see where all that stuff starts to line up. And, you know, the first time he punts, like, you know, at the 50 or something, people are going to go crazy on fourth and short. So I imagine, you know, it's going to be kind of an up and down thing. And it's one of those things when you have a coach retire like that.
Well, I'm serious when I say this. It's not supposed to be a punchline. Enjoy Detroit. And I mean it. I've been there. I had a good time. It is possible. Everybody, Detroit in December. Well, no, it's not Hawaii, but have a good time anyway, Kelly. We'll catch up with you after, okay?
Hey, man, it's better than Shreveport.
Absolutely. Kelly Quinlan from JacketsOnline.com. Always appreciate him making time for us. when you get the bowl game, and it is, for instance, like I've told this story, through just pure coincidence, I know the person who runs the Bahamas Bowl. And she, it was a female. And when she got the sponsor, and it was the Popeye's Bahamas Bowl, I was like, wait a minute, I can get spicy, crispy fried chicken and hang out in the Bahamas at the, and watch college football? At that point, yeah, it was a 6-6 MAC team versus a 6-6, you know, Mountain West team. I will take it, brother. I swear. Because you could wind up in, as I said, Detroit, or as Kelly referenced there, Shreveport. Fine places, but they ain't the Bahamas, and it ain't Hawaii.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-0960. That's 800-318-0960. 800-318-0960.
Have you found yourself? Here are some ways people try to. A lot of successful people are goal setters, but too often when we reach those goals, we still feel empty inside. Goal setting isn't the answer. Education, we know, can enrich our understanding of life, but speaking with a couple of men that graduated high in their class at MIT, they told me they still felt empty. Education isn't the answer. Work. When you pour yourself into your work, you understand more about yourself, but even when you're successful at work, you can still feel empty inside. No, work isn't the answer. Relationship with friends, family members, and coworkers. Okay, you're getting close. While all these things are important, the key to finding yourself is having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Ultimate meaning is found in healthy relationships, beginning with Jesus and then with our fellow man. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.